Carpet's still 285-8117?
It is, 285-8117. Give us a call today. We'll come out and give you that free measurement.
Great service, folks. Incredible products there. And, well, just great people. You have a good weekend, Ray.
Y'all do the same.
272-9228. We'll be calling the professor there in a second. I'm Joey Clark. Brian Dawson in the studio.
Yes, sir.
Eddie's still in Vegas. You know, he went to Gordon Ramsay's restaurant. And not only did he eat, I think, fish and chips. Isn't that what the Brits
eat? It's actually fries. They've been lying to us this whole time.
Oh, right. Yeah, they call French fries chips.
Yay.
But not only did he go to Gordon Ramsay's high-end restaurant there in Vegas, you know what he did afterwards? He went to that little place where you get a foot massage and you stick your feet in a pool where the little fish eat your feet.
That could be a bad deal if I stick my feet in there. Get the PETA after me.
Yeah, those fish are all of a sudden, why are they expanding? Well, here at the top of our break, we'll be back with this professor there at the University of Alabama who... Well, it's stepping down because of the intrusion of, well, the woke forces in the university system across the country. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With Esra News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Five fired Memphis police officers have been charged with murder and other crimes in the killing of Tyree Nichols, a black motorist who died 3 days after a confrontation with the officers during a traffic stop. Meanwhile, his mother, Rovon Wells, is asking protesters to demonstrate in peace after the footage is released, expected later today. The Shelby County District Attorney, Steve Mulroy, said all the officers each played a different role in a killing, quote, they are all responsible and all will be held accountable. Ukrainian authorities say Russia has fired more missiles and self-exploding drones at nearly a dozen Ukrainian provinces, causing the first war-related death in Kiev this year and killing at least 11 people overall in the process. On Wall Street, things are doing well for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, up 51 points, and NASDAQ up about 49. This is SRN News.
Attention, this is a special alert for all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an overpriced auto warranty or no warranty coverage at all. Due to the increase of new and used car prices, repair costs, and the price of gas, people are keeping their cars longer than ever, which is why CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on covered auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can save thousands for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. You could save thousands on future auto repairs. Our specialists are standing by for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-279-7495. Vehicle Protection Plan pricing is at an all-time low. Plus, drivers who purchase this coverage today will receive rental car options, free roadside assistance, and free towing. Call 800-279-7495 now for your free quick quote. That's 800-279-7495. What do you have to lose? Call 800-279-7495. Again, 800-279-7495.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our below normal temperatures continue for it now, but at least we're storm free for another day or two. For today, another chilly one with a high temperature only up to about 54. Good bit of sunshine. Not quite as breezy today. Then another freeze tonight with mostly clear skies over that low temperature, 29. Not quite as cool tomorrow. A good bit of sunshine. High temperature up near 60, still dry. Then more rain moves in by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night across the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
1819 News.
Alabama Congressman Gary Palmer is addressing the recent discovery of classified documents both at Joe Biden's home in Delaware as well as the former Vice President Mike Pence and his home in Indiana. Palmer says this problem goes all the way back to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who never received any consequences for what she did with sensitive information from the State Department.
She was sending out emails that contained classified, top secret, and special compartmentalized information, and there were laptops that left the State Department that contained that information, one of which is still missing. A very troubling level of carelessness that we've got to deal with, and I think now's the time to do it. Get this straightened out. Get the politics out of it.
Palmer spoke on Fox News. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Brian Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
A Talladega man is charged with having sex with a student at his place of employment. Robert Godbold worked at the Alabama Institute for the Deaf and Blind in Talladega. He is charged with sexually abusing a student under the age of 12 while he worked there. Godbold is no longer employed at that institute. School officials say that the abuse did not happen on the school grounds, and once they found out about the charges against Godbold, they dismissed him from his position. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Hey guys, it's the new year. We popped the champagne, kissed at midnight, and it's time to make a new start. But if you aren't popping like you used to because of erectile dysfunction or low testosterone, maybe your new start should be making a call to Montgomery Men's Health. You see, ED is just a medical condition affecting men of all ages. But the good news is that ED is highly treatable. In fact, the medical experts at Montgomery Men's Health have successfully treated many men, with ED treatments having success rates as high as 90%. And with a variety of ED treatment options, including acoustic wave therapy, they can likely find the right one for you. You might even find your cork is popping like it hasn't in years. Plus, their low T treatments are highly effective. So many men have experienced life-changing results, from increased energy to more productive workouts, feeling more rested, and enjoying a greater sex drive too. So make 2023 the year you get free of ED and low T. Make an appointment. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes a more comprehensive approach, including a testosterone lab panel and a medical consult. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health. Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
This is how you conduct yourself in a democracy.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Brian Dawson, the founder of 1819 News, in the studio. And I want to start here with just one sentence, folks, that kind of set the Twitterverse on fire. Quoting someone, "The real driver for us to leave Alabama and move to Colorado is really being closer to family. But what made it easier is this rise of illiberalism." And that is Matthew Wielicki, who is a professor there. Well, I guess he's on the way out, at the University of Alabama. He joins us now on the phone. Good morning, Matt. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, Joey. Thanks for having me. Doing well.
Good to have you on the program. Well, first, I want to start with, like, who is Matthew Wielicki? Like, are you a father?
Yes, sir. I have two young boys, 5 and 7. I'm originally a Polish immigrant who came to the States because my parents wanted to get out from behind the Iron Curtain. They saw the the possibilities that they wanted to provide for their children. And so we kind of escaped in 1983 before the fall of the Iron Curtain in Poland and the rise of Solidarity. And my father was an academic and grew up in California, pretty much wanted to be a professor my entire life and follow in my father's footsteps. I went off and did a PhD at UCLA, and then I eventually joined the department here at University of Alabama in 2016.
How would you describe yourself politically?
I think I would define myself as a classical liberal. I'm pretty social. I'm pretty liberal on social issues. I probably lean a little more conservative on fiscal issues. I'm not a member of any of the two dominant parties. I was a registered libertarian for a while, but I'm a little bit on the fence there. I would love to see a new party entering the field that takes good ideas from both parties. I would consider myself a political orphan.
I very much relate to you. Now, as classical liberal, are you more like the natural law tradition or more the utilitarian? You had to pick one.
You know, I shift back and forth, kind of. I can see it's just tough to... Life is so complex. These issues are so complex. It's hard to put everything into just one box. So sometimes I lean a little one way. Sometimes I lean a little another. You know, I really am a political orphan.
Yeah, and I feel that way on this show. I've talked about it often on this show. And before we get into more of some of the reasons you're leaving the University of Alabama or why it's easy to leave, how did you decide this is the place I want to work? You said you worked there at UCLA. Why the University of Alabama initially?
Well, so coming out of UCLA, I was lucky enough to do a postdoc with my faculty member and my advisor there at UCLA. So I got to stay for a couple years. And usually in the STEM fields, once you get your PhD, there's not a whole bunch of universities lining up to give you a faculty position. They usually, the track is you go off and you do a postdoc or something like that. And the truth was, is that, you know, there's not a ton of tenure tracked faculty positions in earth science coming up. So beggars can't be choosers. We had a young child at the time, and we were living in Los Angeles, thinking about trying to afford living there and taking them outside and letting them play in nature. You know, this really seemed like a great opportunity that we could come here. We could afford to have a decent standard of living. My wife didn't have to work to start out, so she could stay with the children. That wouldn't have been an option, staying in California because of the cost of living expenses. And, you know, we loved it. I mean, we have so many good friends here. We've, you know, really kind of laid down roots, so it's going to be sad to leave. This, by no means do I want this to reflect any poorly on the state of Alabama, because, you know, people got here and accepted us with open arms coming from California, you know, kind of these folks that didn't really fit in to start, and we've been really accepted so well here. The people have been great to us.
Well, and I love to hear that. And again, folks, we're talking to Dr. Matthew Wielicki. He is, though, leaving the University of Alabama. The reasons, I think, are family, as you laid out in your Twitter thread. But the other reasons you lay out, I think, is what created the Twitter firestorm, why you went so viral. And here's the way I want to come at this. As you said, you're an earth science professor, a geochemist, and so you really have that training in the hard sciences, it sounds like. I went to Auburn University, and I was, right, and I got a BS, emphasis on BS in political science. And and so I ran into a lot of the early identity politics, woke stuff, but, you know, largely I had a good time. And it kind of comes with the territory in poli-sci. But did you ever expect to see these sort of DEI pushes or woke pushes in general, or just generally the growth of the administration there above faculty, telling, say, a hard scientist, here's what you have to believe on a subject?
Yeah, so, I mean, we definitely saw this rise occurring in the social sciences and, like you said, in political sciences, humanities, and things like that. And it was concerning. You could hear people saying, wait a minute, maybe there's some issues here. But it was kind of immune, or at least STEM seemed to be kind of immune from it. It wasn't really moving into the STEM fields as much. And there was this recent article that just came out from the National Academy of Scholars, and they showed that somewhere right around 2020, they had a 5-fold increase in the universities that were putting out material online where it had DEI language and STEM language together, a fivefold increase since 2020. And so it's just, there's something going on. There's this remarkable shift that was already occurring in some of the other, other sciences, or maybe even the humanities and things, that has really shifted into STEM now. And that really started to kind of open my eyes, because we were kind of insulated from that. You know, universities, even though the original idea is for all this interaction and collaboration, you're really kind of isolated within your college and within your department.
Right.
And then I really started to see this stuff infiltrating into STEM. And it just, I don't think that, you know, even though I believe that the intentions are probably good, I think that, you know, I know these people, I've talked to these people that are in the Division of Diversity, Equity, Inclusion. They've come and spoken into the department. These are good people, I'm sure. I think they probably have the right intention. But at some point, we have to accept that good intentions don't always have good outcomes.
Hear, hear to that. And, well, has it gotten to the point where you're seeing, like, in your preparation, like, with your class? I don't know. Here's where I'm coming from. If somebody has earned a degree, especially an advanced degree, and they've shown expertise in their field, who is some administrator, unless they're doing something incredibly untoward in their classroom, who is some administrator to tell a professor how they should go about working with their students on a given subject?
Yeah, well, so it's even more above the administrators. It's a lot of times it goes into things like the funding agencies, the federal funding agencies. And so what you've seen at public institutions is that as state and local dollars have decreased, they've become more reliant on tuition. So that's why you've seen tuition increase pretty dramatically, and on this federal funds. And these federal funding agencies essentially make you bend the knee in order for you to get the grant. And so the universities realize that we have to play this game, so we better start figuring out how to tote this line because we are so reliant on these federal funds.
Wow. Okay, so, like, you, just giving it back to you, it sounds like you believe there are a lot of good people there at the University of Alabama. This is more a larger trend in all of academia, in the Western world, really. And even the folks who are getting, say, some pretty good jobs in the DEI office, you're not seeing terrible intentions. Like you said, good intentions don't always get you where you want to go. And this is, it follow the money at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you follow the money, you start to understand that maybe, you know, it's hard to pin the blame on somebody, but I really do see that the universities, especially the public institutions, even the private institutions, are essentially beholden to these federal funding agencies because they're so reliant on those funds. And in order for them to play the game, they're trying to set themselves up in the best situation. So they're doing all of this hiring and making these big divisions. But, you know, at the same time, that all that time and effort and resources could have gone in to a lot of other stuff that I think could have been much more productive.
And again, folks, we're talking to Dr. Matthew Wielicki, who spoke out on Twitter against DEI. And I was researching a little bit of what you're also interested in, like with a skeptic on climate alarmism. I want to get to that in a second. But just to get into the meat of DEI, I mean, it's one thing, it's part of your job and part of the university world these days. But what do you think of the actual ideology or the worldview that this is pushing on people?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm all for inclusivity. I think having an open door policy to anyone that has met the meritocracy to become a member of the university and will be a productive member of the community, I'm all for that. Let's have a nice open door. I'm all for equity of opportunity. But when we start pushing equity of outcomes, that becomes an issue. And I don't think that at a university where we embrace merit so much, we have GPAs, we give grades, we take exams, we're constantly trying to figure out whether or not we are mastering the knowledge, and we're testing ourselves to prove that we're mastering the knowledge, we're moving away from merit, and we're starting to talk about equity of outcomes. And that is the exact opposite of what we want to instill in these young people, that you have to work really hard, and you have to sacrifice, and doing all that will ensure a brighter future for you. This is the exact opposite.
Well, and I would describe this whole movement lately as perverse, because it perverts really good ideas, like the way you just described inclusivity, Like, if you're a business owner, of course you want the best possible person. I don't care where they came from. Can they do the job so my business will run well? Same thing with running a university. But when you remove the merit out of that, and I guess merit is a problematic word in some circles. I believe Stanford just got rid of SAT entrance or something like that. That's not.
We at the University of Alabama are in the process of removing the GRE, the graduate requirement exam for our postdocs. I mean, for our incoming masters and PhD students. Wow. In the name of equity.
Wow. So that begs the question, if you're not going to use merit on how to place people, what other criterion do you use?
That's a great question, Joey. I mean, me as some middle-aged white guy now has to sit there and look at these applications, one from somebody in Asia, one from a kid in Africa, one from a kid in the New York City, and one from some kid in Arkansas. And I'm supposed to somehow understand their life experiences and decide which one's going to be a better student without ever seeing any sort of comparison between them on a standardized exam.
It makes me wonder what we're going to go. Was it going to be a system of pull or who you know? Or I guess now it's what sort of quotas are we going to have? How do we even decide this?
That's all above my pay grade. But I can tell you that I don't think it's a smart decision because it makes our job on trying to decide who's going to be a successful student that much more difficult. And the idea that we can pretend to understand their lived experiences is crazy.
Well, and then you apply this in the hard sciences, and especially my dad's an engineer, and it was always the line of, okay, you can have all your identity politics or your theories about the world, but if you're building a bridge, you better build it the right way if you want that bridge to stand. You got to be practical about things. And, you know, you as an earth scientist, you've started to see this encroachment in, say, the scientific discussion about climate change, where it really is alarmism. I was doing my best Al Gore impersonation just the other day. We're losing our capacity for self-government. And so it's hysterical.
The oceans are boiling.
Right. The 1,000 million degrees is going to kill all the polar bears. But you would think that climatology could, again, be a hard science, but why all this alarmism, and why do you find yourself now in the position of being a skeptic of it?
Yeah, I mean, so I think long before I was ever a father, I didn't really think twice of it because I didn't really think about the mental health effects or any sort of consequences. In my mind, it was, yeah, it's probably a little overblown in the media, but so what? You know, let's clean up the environment. Who cares? It'll all be, you know, for the better. And now looking back, and as I age, and now I have children, I started to really realize that, and I started to talk to my students. I started to think about the mental health toll that this was taking. And then I started to kind of dig into the data. And because I'm not a climate scientist, nor do I work in sort of oil and gas exploration, I kind of thought, look, I'm not on either side here. I'm just going to kind of take an objective look, and I'm going to start to talk a little bit on social media and maybe try to ease some people's fears. I mean, I had students coming to me that told me they were not going to raise a family. You know, their whole life they planned on having children. They have brothers and sisters, but now they would feel guilty if they brought a child into this world because the planet isn't going to be around in 8, 10, or 12 years. And this anxiety that was growing in them. And I started to go through the data, and I started polling the students and asking them simple questions. Like, in the last 100 years, have significantly more people died from natural disasters? Have about the same number of people died from natural disasters, or less? Nearly all of them would say significantly more people are dying from natural disasters now than in the last 100 years. It's something like a 96% reduction.
Right.
If I asked them about if in their lifetime, so these are freshmen and sophomore, they were, you know, 18, 19, 20, maybe 21. I would ask them in their lifetime, so in the last two decades or so, have there been more or less extreme weather or natural disaster events as recorded by the emergency database system? Were there significantly more, about the same, significantly less? They all would say significantly more, when the data clearly shows that this stuff has basically been flat. If anything, it's decreased a little bit from the emergency database. So there's this European center, it's called the Center for the Research in Epidemiology of Disasters, and they keep track of all this stuff. And so I realized as earth scientists that we are doing a really terrible job of giving our students a really good state or good idea of the state of the world. They have this really catastrophized vision when in fact the data is arguing just the opposite. And why are we robbing these kids of their ambition and their hope and their future. In what world, what adult would think that a good way to motivate a young person to be a good steward of the environment and to sacrifice now and to make good choices so that their future was bright, to tell them that the planet's going to end in 10 or 12 years?
Right. And, well, number one, that made a lot of sense to me, and I agree with it, but...
How dare you?
We're required to say, how dare you? Greta does not like it when people talk common sense on climate change. But so putting together a lot of different things we've talked about here, whether it's DEI or more so the idea of removing merit out of this, creating a system, whether in universities or in business or in just any position of power in any institution, you take away merit, and then, okay, you're also saying, well, you probably shouldn't have kids because that'll just harm the planet, and it's all going to end here soon anyhow. I mean, this has to, you mentioned the kids' mental health. Let's underline that point. When you look at students, we also just went through this whole COVID fiasco. Like, when you look at young people, where are their minds? Where is their mental health?
I think I saw that with COVID, with things like climate, their anxiety is so high. I mean, you know, university is stressful already, and your social circles can be a little stressful. You're meeting new people, you know, things like that. Plus, you have to, you know, graduate. Parents are talking about when you're going to graduate. So it's a stressful time. I understand that. I was a little stressed when I was going through it myself. And then to add all of this stuff, like a pandemic, that the planet is on fire, this constant drumbeat of more and more things to worry about. And naturally, I don't blame them at all, because I would probably, my anxiety would have been through the roof too. You know, so I don't blame these young people for having this crazy high anxiety. I blame the adults, the scientific community. You know, they should be telling these people that, look, there's challenges. We have to overcome challenges as humans, as a species. We have done really well at, you know, overcoming things. Human ingenuity is a beautiful thing. Just look at the world's population. We've overcome so many problems, you know, and we will face more challenges. But, we've never faced a challenge by raising people's anxiety and thinking and having them feel like they're in crisis mode. Humans don't make good decisions when they feel like they are in crisis mode.
And yet we're constantly pushing to that crisis mode. And of course, I'm only 34. I opened the show by talking how I've changed over the years. I had really good ratings come out yesterday, Professor. So I was feeling really proud of myself. So I had to humble myself of all the terrible decisions I've made in life at the beginning. And there was one phase in life where I was real cynical. There was a lot of, I was reading way too much H.L. Mencken, essentially. So as you get older, I was, you know, started reading folks like Matt Ridley, the Rational Optimist, or Bjorn Lomborg on, say, the climate issues. And you start to see there are brilliant people with merit, with expertise, that are showing the way that we can practically solve problems and not betray deeper principles that I think make our culture hum so well. So, like, in again, to underline another point on COVID, in a second, in the next hour, we're going to have a gentleman named Dr. Tankersley, works with Concerned Doctors. What do you make of the whole COVID regime, from the lockdowns and mandates to what we're seeing with the vaccines?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's definitely outside my expertise. But interestingly, when the University of Alabama came back in August of 2020, so, right, this is after that spring that everything started to shut down, I was one of the early faculty members to test positive, because we were forced to go test and before we were back. And I was surprised. I ended up being a false positive, but I did butt heads with the university on COVID multiple times about how they were reporting the numbers and things like that. And you know, I think that COVID is a perfect example that if you start to behave irrationally, or if you go into kind of fight or flight mode, humans tend to make very poor decisions. And if we're and there's so much overlap with this climate, because if you even start to discuss this stuff and start to ask questions, you're automatically labeled some sort of heretic and ostracized, when it's clear that there was a lot of poor decisions, and we should look back so that we know what we did right, what we did wrong. And, you know, having this discussion is the whole point of how we learn things. But there's these forbidden fruits out there. Climate is one, DEI is one, And COVID tends to be one. If you talk about any of these things and even start to just openly have a discussion, very quickly you become some sort of heretic. These things are no longer science. This is religion.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. And from just talking to you here for about 30 minutes, you sound like a reasonable scientist. Like your general approach, how you've answered my questions when I was looking at other interviews you've done. And if the universities are starting to lose a person like you, and you're seeing this with your students, what you described, this is not a good place to be. But I do have hope for the nation. I'm not a cynic anymore. So as you move here soon to Colorado, like what gives you hope in life, and what sort of message would you give to those students who are really going through a crucible right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you really look at the human condition, it should give you a lot of hope. I mean, we have done some remarkable things. We have brought billions of people out of abject poverty in the last few decades. We have reduced the amount of people that are malnutrition and famine. We have done some really amazing things. It doesn't mean that there aren't issues and there aren't problems. But if you distill the planet down to only the bad stuff, everything's going to look bad. You know, you have to take this kind of holistic look at the planet. And the truth is most stuff is improving. And I get it that the stuff that isn't improving tends to be the stuff we focus on, right? I play a lot of golf. I forget about my good drive in a next drive, but man, if I shank one, that thing sticks with me, right, for the next five holes. So it's human nature to kind of focus on these things that are hurting us or we think we're afraid of. But if you really kind of can take an abject look at the planet and at the human condition, there is a much more to be hopeful about and to be optimistic about than there is to be, you know, afraid of the future.
Again, folks, we've been talking to Dr. Matthew Wailiki. And Matt, if folks want to follow you online or just keep up with your story, how can they do so?
Yeah, so, I mean, mostly at Matthew Wailiki. So last name is Wailiki. I do most of my discussions right now on Twitter. I actually was doing a lot of TikTok about climate change, but they shadow banned me. So I'm mainly on Twitter when I discuss. I'm very open to having these discussions with people. You know, I think it's a healthy thing to have open discussions without trying to attack each other and, you know, put each other in boxes. So that would be the best way to kind of follow me.
Well, I appreciate your time this morning, and really enjoyed talking to you. And all the best. I hate to see you leave in Alabama. I know you had a good experience here, but I know a family first, and well, the trends in the universities has made this easy.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you talking to me, Joey.
Thank you, sir. Again, Matthew Wailiki. That was interesting. Like, he doesn't sound like some wild-eyed political ideologue. Like, he had this accent. He sounds like a guy trained in chemistry and earth science who started investigating using his own independent mind and methods. Going, well, a lot of this stuff doesn't make sense, and I'm going to be punished for saying that?
Yeah, it sounds an awful lot like the guy we're having come in at 11, Tankersley.
Yeah, there are a lot of these folks popping up, these heretics, so yes, to speak, to use Wailiki's words.
Yeah, it's a crazy time to be alive.
It is a crazy time, but I like that message of hope, because I am trying to say there. Folks, if you listen to the show, obviously I bitch and moan a lot, because there's plenty to talk about in that regard. But you focus on the problems, and then you focus on solving the problems. And as I said at the beginning of the show, there are things a lot deeper than politics. And once you figure that out, that at the end of the day, whether you voted for Romney or Barack Obama, it doesn't amount to much compared to what you did for your friends and family and whatnot. I think that sets you in the right direction, even when you come back to politics, maybe down the road. Got to hit a break here. Again, Dr. Tankersley is Dr. Stuart Tankersley coming in at about 11.
That's his goal.
That's his goal. Okay. But, well, the door is open for Dr. Tankersley. Before we hit this break, this part of the program brought to you by XI Repair. And there at XI Repair, well, they can help you with that smartphone of yours. Crack screen, water damage, maybe you dropped in the toilet. They know. You don't have to tell them you dropped in the toilet. They usually know it was the toilet, not the lake or the pool. You don't have to lie about it. They can also help you with a speaker that's maybe blown out or a battery not holding a charge, any of these basic smartphone repairs they can usually do in under 30 minutes. They can also sell you brand new smartphones, custom make you a desktop PC, do data recovery services for old hard drives or maybe information somebody here in the middle of a legal fight with tried to delete something. They can recover that information as well. They just really do it all there at XI Repair. So call them today at 777-1234. That's 777-1234. Or just go to xirepair.com and be sure to tell them that Joey from News and Views sent you. More News and Views from 9 till noon when we come back.
First, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Let's just cut through the chase. Hey there, folks, this is Dr. Sam for my friends at Independent Glass on Bell Street. I recently wanted to upgrade my shower doors. I knew Independent Glass could do a beautiful job by telling Jeff and Alice just what I needed. And boy, did it turn out beautiful. Real tempered glass, not plastic. Gorgeous bronze trim around the entire enclosure and at a very reasonable price. And Independent Glass installed everything. My advice, stay away from the big box shower store enclosures and call Independent Glass today.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
Call Dad.
I was talking with Chad at Chad's AC Direct, and he was saying a lot of people he's helped recently had old units and were concerned about them going out when the weather was either really cold or really hot or on a weekend or at a bad time. Well, face it, there's really never a good time. If you've been having to add expensive Freon because of a leak or have cold or hot spots throughout your home and air escaping into the attic, you can call Chad today at Chad's AC Direct, and Chad will come out and give you a free home evaluation to see what your options are and if a new upgraded unit is the solution or maybe just servicing your current one will work. Chad's AC Direct does it all. Every year you need maintenance or cleaning, so call Chad's at 264-6464. Sign up for a maintenance plan, and if your system breaks down this year, your trip fee is free, even on weekends. That just paid for Chad's Comfort Club. So if you're ready for a new unit or maintenance, do what the girls do.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is Alice of Independent Glass. We advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting, and we get great results. If you want results like we get, you need to go with Blue Water.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of News and Views brought to you by River Region Contracting, and they're at River Region Contracting. Todd Clark and his team can help you, well, with that roof of yours. Could be an asphalt or metal roof. I know a lot of you have already called River Region Contracting with all the damage these storms have brought, but maybe as you're standing on the ground looking up at your home, you're like, it looks fine. I haven't noticed any leaks or anything inside, but I'm not sure. In fact, I hadn't had it checked in a while. Well, call up River Region Contracting, 356-8635. And here's the good news. It's free. Well, not the full repair at the end of the day, but their inspections and estimates are free. So you can call them up. They'll show up, say, hey, there's nothing wrong, no charge. Or if they do find a problem and give you an estimate, you're not getting charged for any of that work up front. And their insurance specialist there at River Region Contracting. So if they do find a problem, your insurance might cover. They can walk you through that claims process, especially with storm damage. You keep finding problems as you examine the issue, but they're in constant communication with the insurance companies. They really make the whole process seamless. And, of course, speaking of seamless, they have these seamless professional gutters that protect your home's foundation and stop yard erosion by diverting water from your house the right way. They look great. They actually work. Don't cut corners literally or figuratively when it comes to your gutters, folks. So, again, give Todd Clark and his team a call today at River Region Contracting, 356-8635, 356-8635. And be sure to tell them that Joey from News and Views sent you. Again, Brian Dawson is here, being quite as a church mouse in the last 30 minutes, but I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you had a good interview going. I don't need to get my, you know, hands all over that. You do a good job.
I appreciate that, but he's that's an interesting figure. Like I said, if they lose that guy in the university system, I feel like there are a lot of folks like Matthew. Smart guys, you know, that what's that distinction Jordan Peterson always talks about? It's a true psychological breakdown. Interested in people or interested in things? And I think there are a lot of people in the university system in the science STEM community interested in things who like their metrics, they like merit, they like to be able to objectively look at and examine stuff. And if they don't want to play the political game of rising up the ranks, then I think you're going to lose these folks.
They're being held hostage. Yeah. So early on when we were starting 18-19, a friend of mine that was helping got a phone call from, I don't know if it was South Alabama or it was one of the universities in the state. And they're basically in tears and they're like, you guys have to do something. Something has to be done. Like, we're scared to death. We're going to lose our jobs. Yeah. We can't say anything. If you insert any kind of common sense, it's over. And it's like, not only do you lose your job, but it's like a shame, shame, shame. You know what I mean? Like, it's a level of ostracization and shame and again. And it's like, they don't just come after your livelihood by firing you. They get to social media and, like, deeming you a heretic so you can never work again anywhere else, all because you disagreed with the narrative, right? And so, I mean, that's real stuff. Like, when we were starting this, like, literally a professor at a university is like, you guys have to do something. We don't have anywhere to go, right? There's no media outlets they could go to and tell their stories. Who's going to run it?
Right.
You know, and so now we've created a platform for these people to speak out about what's going on. So...
Well, and I think that's the way to go. And 18-19 is, well, y'all are kicking butt. You're
man, good. There's a couple things just to say on that. We, you know, the typical conservative news cycle is mainstream media says conservative media reacts.
Right.
Mainstream media says conservative media reacts. And it was really important to us that we begin to create content that was original content from real reporters having real relationships with real people in the state. And we're creating news stories that no one else has. We're not going and rewriting other people's stuff. We're not, you know, and occasionally, you know, AL.com or Yellowhammer or something will write something. And it's like, okay, that's important. They got the scoop. That's okay. We'll give them credit. But overall, I would say about 95% of our stuff is original stuff. And so what's happening, you know, we are actually getting the major mainstream media people to respond to us, you know, 18-19 in Little Alabama. So we did that big story on Madge Devine, the drag queen that was reading stories to kids, talking about every dog likes the big bone, you know, in full disgusting drag. And so we did that story. He got in trouble with the school, but the school's like, well, he was grooming children after school hours. So yeah. Right, we're like, oh, okay. So we kept digging, and we found a podcast where he's literally on the podcast saying that he's, you know, intentionally using materials he's putting in his classroom as a teacher to groom LGBTQ, you know, ideas into these children. Or if there's ones that are curious, they would have materials and all that kind of stuff. And so we did that, and shortly after, he retired.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right, which, you know, praise God for that. I'm not into canceling people or hurting people's livelihood, but I do think that there's a line. When it comes to grooming children, where it's like, okay, you're no longer safe to work in that field. Like, you're, you know, and so, but point being on that, New York New York Times sent people to Alabama to do a big expose on him. And, of course, they're making him be a hero.
Sure.
But point is, we reported, New York Times reacted. We did a story on Steve Marshall's take on the abortion pills, and The Guardian wrote about us.
Right.
Right? And so we're trying to kind of change that, and we're certainly proud of that. And I'll shameless plug it while I've got the mic here. You know, doing this type of media is hard and it's expensive. One of the points that I bring up is, you know, we see the thing going on with Jeremy Boring and Steven Crowder, and it's like, okay, I don't really have a dog in the point. I hate both of them, quite frankly. I just don't like either Daily Wire or Steven Crowder. I've never been a fan. But what stuck out to me is that the beginning of the negotiation for one show was $50 million. The beginning of the negotiation for one show. And so the point I drive home to people is media is extremely expensive. And the reason that it's, the reason that it's extremely expensive is because short of the training of your children and the education of your children, it's the most powerful tool in the world for a cause to win, for ideas to get out there, to change the narrative, to, you know, to move a cause forward. Media is the second most powerful, and I would say the first is what's happening in pulpits and living rooms. That's first, and then second is media. And so it's extremely powerful, and because it's such a powerful thing and to do it well, it's extremely expensive. And so we are shifting our financial platform at 1819 News into a kind of a patron member model. We had strong Christian wealthy conservative men who we met with that provided us capital to operate, to get this thing up and running, build it so that it would cruise for 3 years. And within that 3 year period, we need to move to where it's a the people of Alabama are financially supporting 1819 News. So if you guys see when you're reading the articles, there's you know, in between the headline of the article and the actual meat of the article, there's a thing that says become an 1819 member, sign up. Click there and, you know, consider joining, you know, the old sales pitch of, you know, for the cost of a cup of coffee.
Right.
but it really is. It's $5 a month. I'm not asking you guys for millions of bucks, but, right. You know, $5 a month, $10 a month, $18.19 a month, $18.19. Very creative. Or, you know, whatever level you can. Some people can give more. Some people can get less. But, you know, doing that, you're going to have access to exclusive content. We did this incredible interview with Greg Phillips when he got out of prison where he was unjustly jailed, and he gave us the exclusive. No one else got that interview. It's on our member-only page. We do behind the scenes on our podcast stuff. I write some articles for our members, and we're about to do next week, we're interviewing Richard Hirschman with Dr. Jordan Vaughn talking about these blood clots, because 1819 News was the one that launched Richard Hirschman into the national scene,
right,
to do the documentary Died Suddenly, and also Teresa Long was in that. Those are two Alabamians that 1819 launched into the national space because of the work that we're doing. And so, you know, I think it's a good investment for Alabamians to invest in an unbiased news source that represents the values of the people. So please do that.
Yeah, if you want to support independent conservative media, Alabama values, go to 1819news.com. And like Brian said, become a member there. And yeah, $5 a month. You don't notice that.
Yeah.
But you'll notice the job that 1819 News will continue to do. They've already done a lot of great things, but I'm, from my humble perch here on talk radio, folks, and from working with you, Brian, and getting to know some of the team there, they got a lot of great things to come, but we need to support them if you believe in the cause as well. I got to hit another break here. First, this part of the program, this entire hour, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And they're at Alabama Home Mortgage. Well, Kim Williams and Madeline Cannon, they can both help you when it comes to, well, buying your very first home. They can walk you through that home buying process, and there won't be any surprises on closing day. And they're not going to tell you to go buy a home you can't afford. It all starts at pre-approval. They get to know you, where you are in life, your financial situation, and they give you the best possible course of action. They can also help you with great refinance deals. Or if you're a veteran, they can help you take advantage of the VA home loan programs, the best game in town in the mortgage market. And if you're a veteran, these are benefits you earned. Why not call up Alabama Home Mortgage today? to take advantage of those benefits. So that number is 567-4223, 567-4223. You can also visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim and Madeline prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our below normal temperatures continue for it now, but at least we're storm free for another day or two. For today, another chilly one with a high temperature only up to about 54. Good bit of sunshine. Not quite as breezy today. Then another freeze tonight with mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature 29. Not quite as cool tomorrow. A good bit of sunshine. High temperature up near 60, still dry. Then more rain moves in by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night across the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Hey guys, the new year is here. And for many of us, that means making resolutions to get healthier and in better shape. But if you don't have that youthful energy, if you aren't sleeping well, if you feel like you're walking around in a fog all day, just resolving to get out of bed can be tough, let alone getting back in the gym. But you should know that there are many men feeling this way in these modern times, because low testosterone is affecting more men than ever. And low T can cause all kinds of issues like a reduced sex drive, poor sleep patterns, general fatigue, ineffective workouts. It can even contribute to ED. But the good news is that the medical team at Montgomery Men's Health are experts in treating low T. Many men have experienced life-changing results. Testosterone therapy can help increase energy, workouts, make you feel more rested, and enjoy a greater sex drive too. So make a resolution to find that guy you used to be. Call Montgomery Men's Health. Your initial visit is just $99 and includes a medical consult and testosterone panel. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com. That's montgomerymenshealth.com.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm speaking with the Baby New Year.
Like, hey man, what's happening?
What's happening is people are glad to see you, because last year was rough.
Yeah man, I can dig it, you know.
What do you think caused it to be such a bad year? Was it disease, or perhaps the political climate?
Yeah, I suppose it could be those things, but I think the big problem was some folks never called David Ernest.
You don't mean it.
No, sad but true, man. Some folks never picked up the phone and dialed 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I am shocked.
So make it your New Year's resolution to call David Ernest today.
Great advice from the Baby New Year.
And let's start the year with a joke.
All right.
What is the difference between me, Baby New Year, and Joe Biden?
I don't know. What is the difference between Baby New Year and Joe Biden?
I'll be out of my diaper by spring.
Right.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon Pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate.
carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. On the phone now, we have Michael Cohen of Cohen's Electronics. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing quite well. Very happy about the way things are going in life in general. So I'm looking here at thinkcohens.com, folks. And I want to circle back to the seating, because I was laying on my couch last night, and this is a sectional that used to be in a media room, Michael. Actually, my dad bought that Mitsubishi big screen to put in the media room from y'all at Cohen's.
Yay!
And that thing's long gone now. More has to do with roommates. It's a whole other story. Anyway, we had this red sectional that goes back like 20 years now, and this thing has no cushioning, so I'm definitely eyeing all the seating options you have there. Could you describe some of those products for the folks?
Well, we've got some very nice chairs made by Palliser. They're theater seats, and a lot of people buy them as singles. But lately, a lot of people buy them as the double, where you get one chair that has both arms, and then the second chair only has one arm. You kind of scoot them up together, and it's kind of a love seat with an arm between. Keep everybody kosher and everything, but it works out really well, and then it's also easy to move around in case you spill popcorn or something. It doesn't take an act of Congress to get under it, but you can also grow that and have three or four seats. We've got a beautiful L-shaped sofa made by Palliser. There's tons of options, and for people as they get older, we even have a lift chair made by Palliser, which to me is way cool.
Well, I love all these options. I'm looking at them now as you're describing them, especially the L shapes here. That just a lot of room, looks cozy, and it's a great way to enjoy, say, a big game or a great movie you want to visit. And y'all inspire confidence, or you deliver confidence there. So this means service after the sale, right?
That's right. But at Cohen's, it's also service before the sale, because we really want to go in and we want to ask a lot of questions to help you make the right decision to make a purchase for your needs. You know, at Cohen's, it's not just about trying to sell a box, move a box. We want to sell you something that you're going to enjoy. And then we want you to be a repeat customer, which is the only way that we've been able to sustain all of the big box stores that have come and gone from Montgomery in the past 40, 50 years.
There you go. So if folks want to check y'all out, of course, they can go to thinkcohens.com. But how else can they get in touch with you?
Well, we're at 2515 Eastern Boulevard. We're between Rudy's and U-Haul, right across from where they're going to build that new Chick-fil-A. We're at 277-8890 if you'd like to call us. We're open Monday through Friday until 6, and we're open Saturdays until 4.
Well, Michael, appreciate your time. I'll talk to you again next week. Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a great weekend. Take care.
Y'all check out Cohen's Electronics today, an institution here in Montgomery. I was just telling Brian, the biggest probably call-in show we've had recently is people remembering old stores in Montgomery.
Yeah.
And the Record Shop is what Cohen's used to be called, definitely came up. A lot of great memories. A lot of folks have used Cohen's over the years. Y'all keep that trend going.
Absolutely. That's where we buy all our appliances.
There you go.
There you go.
Papa B, welcome.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good, man. I'm doing great. You know, for all that shaming and everything that went on for that pandemic, I would say, you know, there really ought to be some lawsuits or, you know, the ability, I mean, the at least consideration of lawsuits for some of that. I mean, because it sounds like extortion to me.
All of
I know, you know, some people might say that's a reach, but no, wait a minute. If you've got documentation of threat,
right.
You know, look, this was an unproven thing. Did the company look into it? Did the company look into